Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the Ten Commandments.
In a Bible story in Exodus and Deuteronomy, God gave the Ten Commandments to his people through Moses, and it happened like this. After God had freed his people from slavery in Egypt, they had made camp around Mount Sinai in the desert. Thunder, lightning, and billowing smoke announced the presence of the Lord God on top of the mountain as Moses went up Mount Sinai to meet with God. Afterward, Moses called together the people of Israel and said,
"Today, I am telling you the laws and teachings that you must follow. So listen carefully. The Lord our God made an agreement with our nation at Mount Sinai. That agreement wasn't only with our ancestors, but with us, who are here today. The Lord himself spoke to you out of the fire, but you were afraid of the fire and refused to go up the mountain. So I spoke with the Lord for you and then told you what he had said."
Hold on right there. That Bible story is from the Old Testament. What do the Ten Commandments mean for us today? How are we supposed to follow 10 ancient rules from a faraway place long ago?
Well, like I was saying, in Exodus and Deuteronomy, God gave 10 commandments, 10 orderly ways that show us how to live every day. Let's look at them to see how these 10 guidelines can help people today. Commandment number 1.
You should have no other gods before me.
Here's a great example of what I mean. Ancient rules that don't mean anything today.
Well, think about it this way. We must put God first in our lives. He's more important than anyone or anything else. He loves us deeply, so we should love the Lord our God with all our hearts.
Okay, I can see how putting God first would be a fantastic guiding principle for everyday living. So, the first commandment is good, but look at that second commandment. It's just out of date for sure.
Commandment number 2.
You shall not make any graven image.
See? Graven image. That's an old-fashioned way of saying the word idol. We don't make idols out of wood or stone at my house. That's a thing of the past, ancient days for sure.
Think about this. What do you spend the most time doing? Where do you spend your money every month? Do you choose God and his kingdom first with your time and money? Or do you do what you want? What are the things that are most important to you?
Okay, sure. I understand. When I don't choose God first, I choose something else to replace him. That's a good one too.
Commandment number 3.
Honor God's name.
That's putting God first again, isn't it?
How we use God's name tells others how we feel about him.
Yeah. Sometimes I hear people using God's name as a swear word or carelessly, like a joke. They might not realize just how serious that is.
We also don't honor God when we live and act and think in dishonorable ways. When we say that we're Christian, but then steal, cheat, swear, or be rude, we bring dishonor to God's name. Others might think they call themselves a Christian, but they lie.
Sure. We want the whole world to know we love and honor God.
Commandment number 4.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
That's cool. I like going to church and hanging out with my friends.
But think about this. How do you keep it holy?
Holy? That's like pointing the Sabbath to God, right?
Yeah. Those first 4 commandments are about our relationship with God and putting God first.
Loving God, putting God first. Got it.
Commandment number 5.
Honor your father and your mother.
Okay, this one might be different because now we are talking about people. Or does this still have something to do with putting God first? I'm confused.
Remember that God is good and puts these commandments in our lives because of his love and care for us. So with this commandment, think about how your parents put God first.
Let me think about what honoring our parents looks like. It's when we're learning how they follow God. It's when we listen to their biblical wisdom, and it's talking to them when we need help.
Yeah, and honoring them can be an incredible opportunity to share the love of God in our family and with others.
But what if things are complicated and some parents do bad things or even hurt us?
We need to pray for our parents, show God's love to them, and get help from other trusted adults when needed. We also have to work to forgive them when they need that too.
Yeah. We also need to pray for those families that might be hurting.
Commandment number 6.
Do not murder.
No problem. I can skip that commandment because I haven't killed anyone and don't intend to.
In Matthew 5, verses 21 through 22, Jesus said, You know our ancestors were told, do not murder, and a murderer must be brought to trial. But I promise you, if you are angry with someone, you will have to stand trial. If you call someone a fool, you will be taken to court. And if you say that someone is worthless, you will be in danger of the fires of hell.
Oh, that means I have to think about what I say and how I talk to others. I thought I had that commandment checked off, but now I can't ignore it anymore. What's next?
Commandment number 7.
Do not commit adultery.
Okay, I can cross that one off the list. That commandment doesn't have anything to do with me.
Well, let's try this. Have you ever broken a promise to someone or done something that has hurt a person who loved or trusted you?
Sounds like we are not off the hook for any of these commandments. What's left?
Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not desire to possess anything that belongs to another person.
These commandments make a lot of sense. I shouldn't want other people's things because it will make me want to do all that nasty stuff. These last 6 have to do with my relationship with other people, right?
All these commandments talk about putting other people first. We need to help and not hurt others.
So, when I follow the 10 commandments, is it as simple as put God first and put other people first?
God's plan for his people seems pretty clear. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
All the law and the prophets hang on these 2 commandments.
Okay, I get it. These laws aren't just ancient, they are timeless.
If you would like to read the 10 commandments in the Bible, check out Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, and Deuteronomy 5, verses 1 through 21. Exodus and Deuteronomy are books in the Old Testament part of your Bible. Then, check out Jesus' summary of the 10 commandments in Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. The book of Matthew is the first book in the New Testament part of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.